Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Barbara Lewis, bring this back, ladies and gentlemen, right here.
Hello, stranger.
That's from the Wayback Machine. It doesn't get any better than that. I don't care who you are. 17 till I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're celebrating New Year's Day right here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Happy New Year, everyone. It's January 1, 2014. Let's have a good 2014 together. Rich Galen is our guest. How would we possibly kick off the new year without Rich? Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. I want to ask you another question. I took my mother, who's 89 years old, to the doctor recently, and my mother, I'm her legal guardian, so all I'll tell you is the fact that she needs a legal guardian will tell you what kind of, you know, she's got some issues, right? So she's I took her there, and as I always do, and when I was there for the first time, of all the things I've done with her, they asked me for her photo ID.
Really?
My 89-year-old mother, almost 90 years old, photo ID. And I said, are you kidding me?
Would she have one?
Are you kidding me? And I said, they said, no, we have to start getting photo IDs now. I said, where's this coming from? And the lady behind the counter said, this is a new federal requirement.
Huh.
Photo ID.
You wouldn't have to do that if she walked into a voting booth.
There you're way ahead. You lurched uncontrollably to my point, Rich. So the hand of the federal government is apparently now going to require my 89-year-old mother to get a photo ID to receive Medicare services, but yet it's too burdensome to ask her to get a photo ID to vote.
Yeah, does she have a photo ID? My 91-year-old mother.
Well, I do, but don't tell the lady behind the counter because I told her we didn't.
I
have her driver's license.
You know, God, she has a driver. When it was about 10 years ago, my mom said she needed a new car. She said, what should you get? And I said, get something that looks good on cinder blocks because that's what it's going to be on. You ain't driving.
Just say, get one that, here's the bus. It needs to look like the bus. But... Or the taxi cab.
That's amazing. I assume that's
nope.
new.
That's what they said. I couldn't wait to ask you about this. Now, Attorney General Holder is apoplectic about states that have decided to require photo ID for voting.
Right.
He's literally apoplectic about this. And yet the other side of his government, the administration he belongs to, is requiring 89-year-old ladies or senior citizens, advanced, you know, octogenarians, to have photo ID to get Medicare.
That's just astonishing. I do a lot of work overseas, being an official observer for elections, and and in a lot of places, you have to you have to have your finger, dyed to show that you voted or that you.
I remember the Iraqis when they first did that. I was so proud of them.
Yeah, but one time I was in Afghanistan, and the provincial governor didn't have her photo ID, and they wouldn't let her vote.
Wow.
in Afghanistan. They made her go home and get. I'm not sure. You know, these people probably are still hanging from a tree.
Right.
But the fact is, they took it very seriously. And I made that point when I got back that we go to great lengths to make sure that or try to help these third world countries, developing nations, have fair and free elections. And one of them is that you have to have some identification that you are who you say you are. But not in America. Then you can walk in anywhere you want and say
it's going to be interesting to see how this rolls out. I can see this argument though. If I were on the opposite side of Mr. Holder, I would be using this. What you and I are talking about is an argument against his position.
Yeah,
I want to move over and remind people that today, folks, is a new day for Americans, Rich, because on this day in history is the first day that every American is now required by law to have health care, but not just health care, but proper federal government approved health care. Rich, what do you think?
Yeah. Well, I think it's just dreadful. I mean, I think health care should be available. I know you and I disagree on this. I think health care should be available to every American, but Americans have the right to decide they want to be stupid. If you don't want to wear a motorcycle helmet when you're riding your motorcycle,
you and I completely agree on this.
I was shocked. The thing that shocked me, going back to the Supreme Court, the thing that we were talking about earlier, that the Chief Justice declared that the law was legal.
He contrived it. He didn't declare it, he contrived it.
Well, that's true. But, me being the constitutional attorney that I am, because I actually got through my undergraduate degree in 7.5 years, was pretty sure that it was an illegal, unconstitutional taking, where the government requiring you to give them something, whether you wanted to or not. And that's why he had to call it a tax, because a tax is...
But now the Obama administration is not calling it a tax anymore. They're calling it a penalty. I saw it on the website.
Well, you can't... Well,
they are. No, they're not even calling it a tax anymore. It's a ruse. It's all a ruse. But the point I want to make, folks,
Justice Sotomayor on the phone.
Exactly. I'll text her for you. But the thing is, folks, I'm serious about this. This is the first day. This is a momentous day in the history of America. The federal government has now mandated, as of today, that you must have, every American must have, health care. You have to provide it for yourself. If no one else does, you must have it, but it also must be the kind the government says is okay. Now, my question is, are you okay with that? I am not. Rich Galen apparently is not. And by the way, on the college thing he was talking about, he and I have one other thing in common. We both got our degrees because they didn't want us to have tenure. One more semester, we'd have tenure. Tim Till, right back with Rich Galen. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.